This segment is brought to you in association with Export Barbados, BIDC. Export Barbados.
Good day and welcome to another edition of Export Passport Radio Show. My name is Tahir Bulbudia and I am your host for today's program. The Export Barbados International Food Science Center was launched back in November 2022, and it was a major win for entrepreneurs, businesses, and manufacturers in Barbados, as they were now able to have a space where they can come and get their products produced at mass. Joining me today is Mr. Negus Sidi, Commercial Manager at the International Food Science Center. Negus, welcome to the program.
Yes, Tahir, thanks for having me here. It truly is both a pleasure and an honor to be a part of such a forum where I would be provided with the opportunity to give a little more insights, you know, to the listening public about who we are as an organization and our upcoming plans for the near future. As you may know, the International Food Science Center, and by extension Export Barbados, has always had a vested interest in AgriFest and the opportunities it represents for local enterprise. By the creation of value through the merger of creative ideas and local expertise, provided frameworks for business development and ultimately the facilitation for the basis of export trade. You know, with that said, we are extremely excited about our display this year. We have an array of products that are all locally designed, created and produced right here in Barbados, inclusive of the ever-growing and ever-popular Landship line of gourmet condiments. We would also be having the talented Chef Gregory whipping up some tasty local treats on the spot to facilitate the sampling. He did also mention that he would have some interesting combinations of local staples and foods, so one can expect his creative culinary genius on show, you know. Also, we'd have a range of essential oils and shea butter for those of you who delve into that, cater to skin and healthcare and general wellness. Along with that, we'd also have entire line of locally produced sugar rebranded under the Landship line of products, which would include Baker's or icing sugar, as is well known, light muscovado sugar, dark muscovado sugar, and cinnamon muscovado sugar. They're not blended, not refined, you know, it's a pretty organic process of this production. We really want to reignite the local sugar production market, you know, and produce high quality products. So all in all, we want to create very high quality products that would be both available for local consumption and also would speak volumes on international markets and represent Barbados well. The Landship line offers a collection of four distinct condiments with different flavor variants, and they're all very amazing and very tasty. You'd have to come and taste them yourself. The Landship line, you know, this really pays homage to the Landship and wants to connect with all things Barbadiana, and really wants to also put, you know, Barbados out there and to let people know that we have this local production here and we're not just a consumer market, or we don't just import. We have products here that are world class, that we really, really believe in, and we want to really streamline products onto international markets and really have a thriving production sector here locally.
Also a part of the Export Barbados is booth at AgriFest is the owner of Happy Treats Bim, Ms. Talicia Lewis. She would have done an exciting partnership and project for Lollies with the Food Science Center. Talicia, how are you? And what is this exciting product that persons can look forward to over the weekend at AgriFest?
Hi Tahir, I'm doing very well. It's always a pleasure to work with you and now the Food Science Center. Well, the product that you guys can look forward to is now a new infusion with some local sea moss. So you would have a lemon and sea moss, you would have our sour watermelon with sea moss, and a few new exciting flavors.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard from Negus from the Food Science Center and Talicia, but also joining the Export Barbados booth at AgriFest will be the Cuban delegation for the first ever time. Cuba will be represented at AgriFest. So come on down to our booth at AgriFest over the weekend. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there and welcoming each and every one of you. For the final time, this has been Export Passport Radio Show. I am Tahir Bulbudia. See you over the weekend. Asian enterprises all across
the world. This segment was brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC.